30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Hey, and welcome back to Rosie on the House. Thanks for tuning in this morning. We appreciate y'all catching the program every Saturday morning. We've got special guests here in the studio this morning from the city of Phoenix, and in particular as it relates to recycling. Jennifer, you lined up all these guests.
Yeah, just been the news again. I think we need to be reminded on a regular basis. We get kind of lazy and forget how important it is.
Well, I think in the opening weekend of NCAA football, there was actually a Florida football team that took the field, and the entire uniform was made out of recycled plastic they had recovered from the ocean.
Wow.
So I don't know how the uniforms felt, but I thought that was kind of an interesting topic. So we have brought in the studio this morning Brenda Yanez. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us,
Public
Rosie.
Works, Public Information Officer for City of Phoenix. And we've also got Lucas Mariocker, who is Zero Waste Coordinator. Zero Waste Coordinator. Lucas, that is a noble title and a noble objective.
It's a ambitious goal the city of Phoenix has, so we're working towards that. That's a long-term goal, but we are working towards zero waste in Phoenix.
And tell me, was it your old boss that came up with this and then retired and left it to you to accomplish?
Well, it's funny that you
mentioned
that.
Was that Terry that did that to you?
Well, I don't want to put it on Terry, but it is part of our mayor and city council. Our mayor that left recently, our Mayor Stanton, came up with that goal.
How does City of Phoenix interpret zero waste coordinator?
So my role with the City of Phoenix is education-based. So I lead a team of education specialists to go out and educate the community about all the initiatives that we're doing, most of the public-facing education. So we're out in the schools, we're doing the tours of our recycling facilities, and then we're doing all the community events. So if you're having an event in the community and you want us to come out and provide giveaways or educational material, we attend those events to educate the public about our initiatives, but also about how to recycle the correct things.
Jennifer got us all a tour of the facility out on, what is that, Deer Valley Road? No, it's farther north.
Yeah, it's on the 17 in Dixoletta, so right when you're leaving the city.
Yeah. Really quite impressive. We did a tour with our homeowners a couple years back.
We did. We brought a big crowd of them and got to see the actual operation. Because for those of us, and Brenda, the education is so important, because for us, little narrow-minded, fit-in-our-habits homeowners, why can't these plastic bags fit in recycling? They're plastic. They just should go there. Well, boy, what I saw that day proved to me those plastic bags are the recycling center's biggest enemy.
That's true. That's very true. And we want our residents to know that, yes, plastic bags are recyclable, but they go, you can take them to your local grocery store. We do want them to remember, hey, let's not put them in the recycling container. Why? Well, because as Lucas can testify, and when you guys went out there, you probably saw perhaps there was, you know, machinery that was stuck or was stopped because of the fact that these plastic bags just get stuck in there. And we really have no way of getting them out unless we have our workers go in there and cut them out.
Lucas, I'm trying to just paint a picture for the listeners here because at the facility, you have kind of like a loft skywalk, and you can actually look down on all the operation as it's being done. The landscaper's bringing in the green foliage in the one area, and then the trucks coming in and dumping the large volumes of recycles that are being transferred from the blue cans that we all have out at the house. And they're in these long, I want to say, folks, if y'all could just picture like a roll-off dumpster that you see at your neighbor's house when they're remodeling, and maybe five or six of those are connected lengthwise, and then inside that big, long trough are rotating rollers and wheels that move the recycled material down line and sort it and separate it, send it down conveyors, and two of the lines we were there that day were dead, not running, and had six or seven people in each one using machetes, cutting these plastic bags out of the gears that just totally choke the equipment and stop it.
Yeah, and to that point, it's not just shutting down one part of the facility, the whole facility shuts down. So and they're called disc screens, so they're really essentially like a metal axle that has rubber stars on it, and it spins really fast. So as you can imagine, plastic bags, like pallet wrap stuff, the plastic that goes around pallets, all that types, even garden hoses. For some reason, people think those are recyclable. They go into that system and they get wrapped around those axles. And then once it's a certain amount, it gets wrapped around, we have to shut down the facility. And that could take anywhere from a half hour to a couple hours to get that stuff out of there. So, it's, you know, that
sounds expensive.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's expensive. So it's time, money lost cleaning those bags out.
The plastic bags get crammed. You know, you could probably fit 100 of those into one plastic bag.
Sure.
You tie them off, you leave them in the garage, and when you run to back to the grocery store, you stuff them in the recycle bin designated specifically for that.
Exactly. And one other thing to remember, I know a lot of people are thinking, oh no, perhaps before I started working at the city at Public Works, I used to do this. I bagged my recyclables, and that's a big no-no, right? So our recyclables should be put loosely in the recycling container. That's another thing that is a big issue, right? You do it thinking out of the goodness of your heart. You know, you're doing a good thing, bagging your recyclables. But no, we're not supposed to do that. We're not supposed to bag our recyclables because of that issue with the plastic bags.
Is all that stuff hand sorted before it goes through the machines?
Yes.
Yeah, so everything, and that's a good point, is that everything that comes into that the recycling facility, the first step is to push it onto the conveyor belt and goes through the first stage, which is what we call pre-sort and human sort. Mm-hmm. So as you can imagine, if you're getting a bunch of bag material, they don't have time. You guys have been there. That conveyor belt's moving awfully quick. So if they have bag material, they actually have to take it off the line and it gets thrown out. So it's very important that the stuff is put in loose so that they can see the items and sort it out properly.
Now, if I remember right, Terry said the only exception to that was, what do we do with
shredded
documents?
Yes. So do you want to talk about that, Lucas?
So
clear plastic bag, I think.
And every time I give presentations, I always am reminded by someone that knows that, is that the only thing we will accept in a clear bag is shredded paper. So that's so that the workers can actually see it and pull it off the line. And so that will get recycled. So if you can put shredded paper in a clear bag, make sure it's tied so it doesn't snow all over the road when we pick it up. But that is recyclable. Only thing we can take in a bag, a clear bag.
Good memory.
Well, and I will tell homeowners this, that if they compost, that material is a huge compost multiplier. And I mean, when I started using the shredded documents and the shredded paper in our compost, I think Jennifer will probably testify. We make probably some of the prettiest compost in our house that you'll ever see. Now, I can't get it to grow anything, but man, it looks good. I think the not growing is my fault, because I give the compost to people and people love it. But that shredded document material makes absolutely fabulous compost with just your table scraps off, you know, and your trimmings on the vegetables and
coffee grounds
and all that.
I learned something new the other day. Is it true that you are not supposed to recycle pizza boxes?
So that's another
tricky item.
Okay. They are recyclable as long as they're clean and they're free of cheese and grease. I know that's a challenge with most pizza these days. So what we tell residents, rip off the top and recycle that. If the bottom is clean, you can recycle it. But if you do have a composting system, or if you're subscribed to our organics program, curbside program, you can put it in there. But if it's really greasy and cheesy, we don't want it in the recycling process, in the recycling container.
Can we talk just a minute about what things you can recycle and you can't then?
So I'll break it down. I usually break it down by four categories. So you have your papers, your plastics, your glass, and metal. Papers is any copy paper, newspaper, magazines, fiber material, even fiber board, which would be considered cereal boxes, food boxes, stuff like that. Just make sure you pull out the plastic out of cereal boxes. Glass, bottles, and jars. Plastic, any rigid or hard plastic. None of the soft plastics or film plastics. So when I say that, I'm referring to plastic bags, shrink wrap, bubble wrap, all that stuff.
Like frozen veggies, not that.
Yeah, not recyclable. A lot of that film plastic or soft plastic is actually recyclable at the grocery store. So most residents don't know that. So we try to reiterate that point. And then paper, also cardboard. So clean cardboard is definitely recyclable. Just make sure that you break it down at your house. What am I saying? Aluminum and steel and tin cans. Tip on that, don't throw your car motor in the recycling bin. Mm-hmm. We have got
We've
a few of those
that.
In the same.
The whole
That's
motor?
No, no.
We get a lot of car parts. We have in the past. So
bowling balls.
Yeah.
We've seen
everything.
Yeah.
So Most of the stuff we want is consumer grade, less than 20 pounds. It's stuff that's on our acceptable materials list on our website.
There used to be a system of numbers at the bottom of plastic. Is that still in existence?
You guys are bringing up a lot of good points. So those things, they're called the resin identification codes on the bottom of plastic. It has nothing to do whether or not it's recyclable in our current system.
Oh.
So that just tells you the resin of the plastic. So we focus on whether or not it's hard or rigid. And most of the items that are hard or rigid are recyclable as long as they can fit in their bin. And any of the stuff that's soft or film or stretchy, or you can wrap it around something, that stuff's not recyclable. And, you know, we can get into a conversation about numbers, but I don't want to bore your listeners.
And we try to keep it easy, you know, for our community members, for our audience, for your audience, you know, to keep it easy. We have a handy dandy top 10 in the bin, and we're always updating our information on our website, phoenix.gov/recycle. So that way people can go there and check out, hey, let's go back to the basics and see like what we can recycle. So I think staying away from those numbers and saying like, okay, cardboard, paper, food boxes, mail, cans, that type of stuff is like our go-to stuff.
We're here talking about recycling, yeah. And we're here talking about it because if you have never taken a tour of the landfill facilities that we have around the state of Arizona, you haven't come to the realization how much more land are we going to consume burying our trash. So we're going to come back and talk about when the recycling program was initiated in Arizona, as well as the education it took to get people to even start being interested in putting the right things in. And I have to tell you, based on my tour of the recycling plant that we took several years ago, I was guilty, very guilty, of putting a lot of the wrong stuff in there. And I'm going to tell you exactly what it was I was putting in there, and I'll bet you dimes to donuts you're putting in the same thing. When we get back at Rosie on the House.